With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Sunday, April 10th. Mark, this is the worst time of year. It's sort of like in between seasons. The Islanders have basically stunk up the joint, so there's no postseason for me in hockey. It's too early to get involved with baseball. The tournaments are over. What are you looking forward to? Do you have some tennis coming up for you?
The French Open begins next month, so we got a little ways to go. But now the clay court season starts up in Europe, so I'm always into that.
All right. So what do? Do you have to buy a special subscription to some sort of tennis package so that you can watch this stuff? Where do you watch it?
Tennis Channel.
Oh, of course you get the tennis.
Yeah, it's included with most of the basic services.
As you know, I took a hatchet to all of my subscriptions because I just was sick of paying for stuff I wasn't using. I'm looking at maybe. This is the problem, Mark. You did the YouTube, right? You do the YouTube TV thing?
Well, speaking of Tennis Channel, I did use YouTube for a while, and then YouTube ditched the Tennis Channel. So I ditched YouTube and went to another stream provider called Fubo, F-U-B-O. And they're really known because they have most of the sports content.
So, I mean, can I get hockey if I do that?
Oh, yeah. You get NHL Network. You get the regional channels, MSG, all that stuff. Yep.
All right. We're going to have to talk about this after because I just might have to abandon this whole, cut the cord thing. I need to cut the cord. I feel like very old fashioned not to cut the cord. I don't even watch regular television. That's the thing that's ridiculous. I got to get on this. All right. If you have an idea about cutting the cord, let us know. Otherwise, go to JillOnMoney.com to ask your financial question. And if you click the little box that says you would be willing to come on the air with us, Mark will get you on the air. He'll arrange it. He books it. He does everything because he's the best executive producer in the world. Today, we're talking to Chris from Washington State. Hi, Chris. How can we help you out?
Something I ask myself is, when am I doing enough for retirement? I have a little bit of extra income. And right now I'm maxing out my 401k and my IRA. But I'm wondering now with this extra income, should I focus it toward further retirement goals or is it okay to back off and use it for other purposes?
You mean like just have fun, like spend like crazy, like a wild man? Okay. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Chris. How old are you?
I'm 40 years old.
Okay. And, are you single, married, partnered?
I am single and I don't have any children.
Okay. Tell me what else is going on. You own a home?
I do own a home. It's paid off, so I don't have a mortgage and I don't have any other debt.
Okay. How much money have you saved so far in both your 401k and your Roth?
So right now it's about $250. Mm-hmm. So I started a little late. So it's a little bit probably below than where it should be, but not bad, I guess.
I think darn good. Pretty awesome. How much do you earn, Chris?
About $100.
When you say that you've got a little bit extra income, how much extra do you think you have on a monthly basis?
I'd say over $2,000 a month.
Wow. You know what? as you said, you started a little bit late, which is why, I mean, because I'm thinking like, wow, he's maxing out. He's doing everything perfectly. I think what I probably would do is to use that extra money and redirect it into a non-retirement savings account, meaning an investment account. Okay. Why would I do that? Because I think that it's really nice to have a slush fund of money that is accessible. You know, you can't touch the other funds, so you're 59 and a half. And so I might beef that up and have that extra money as just more money going to work for you. Do you have an emergency reserve fund as well?
I do, yes.
Okay, great. So this would be in addition to that. And I might just look at my allocation and think of it this way. This money that you will start to put away, $2,000 a month, so, you know, just keep an eye on your costs, right? But put away $2,000 a month. And you say, okay, that should be the lower risk spectrum. So if we think about your investments in three different buckets now, this new non-retirement account or supplemental retirement account would be one. The second would be the 401k. And the third would be the Roth, where for all intents and purposes, that should have the most risk in it because it's hopefully the last money you access. So I would say you'd try to access the money that's already been taxed first. That's in this new account. Next would be you have to take your distributions from your retirement account eventually. And third would be the Roth. And yeah, I think you should use it. I think that building up that non-retirement account also might give you some flexibility in case you hopefully can, you know, make some different choices career-wise. You might be able to take a different job. And having that money is going to serve you well and kind of preserve your optionality. So I think that's what I would do. Okay, that's it. That's it for our show today. I hope you have a great rest of your Sunday. As always, please try to do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you tomorrow.